I still have to go through the trouble of touching my mouse pad.
Really?
And then dragging the mouse across the screen.
Really?
And finding a minute, 12 seconds, and then clicking
it. Could have been easier if you stacked up a bunch of dominoes and trained a hamster to touch the dominoes at that point. It would have been easier to do all this, have the dominoes go and click your mouse for you. That's probably would have been easier than all of this exporting.
Okay, you are not helping Pete, because he would actually try to do something like this.
And we would probably...
I'm going to make this so efficient, and I'm going to use, like, a guinea pig, because they're, like, built for this shit.
I'm not trying to... You guys are just haters. This type of forward-thinking innovation is what Walt Disney would have wanted.
What?
When he designed Epcot.
When he designed Epcot, yeah. Oh, by the way, have you guys seen or read Walt Disney's original design for Epcot?
I'm going to Google this now.
It is wild. It is basically North Korea, but a little bit like dolled up to be Disney.
A radially planned city with a nuclear 50-acre domed megastructure. Sorry, I'm looking at these like Google images and I saw them and one of them just looked like a fucking Minecraft map. And I was like, Walt Disney wanted to play Minecraft, but he didn't have that. But he had a fuck ton of money. So I guess that was his plan.
So he planned it while he was sick. He would stare at the tiles on the hospital roof and plan like each square grid in the city on the tiles on the hospital roof. It seems nice, right? You know, a nice futuristic city where everyone has a job, everyone gets paid, everyone gets the latest and greatest appliances to get tried out. And before they get shipped out to the world, he called it a beacon of capitalism.
Bro invented like the Samsung City in South Korea before Samsung invented Samsung City.
But we're forgetting the dark side of it. You can't live in Epcot if you don't have a job. That's the first thing.
Yeah, they just kick you out.
The second thing is you're under constant surveillance because you're trying to see how the appliances work.
Oh, no.
And the third thing is the dictatorship.
Right.
It's a dictatorship. Walt Disney has all the power.
Okay, yeah, because he controls all the money. He controls all the housing. He controls all the businesses. And he controls, like, you know, the people because they're technically his employees.
He said his reason for having all the power is so he can easily approve the appliances getting changed in and out.
He's creepy.
But... he said, if you know anything about dictatorship history, it always starts with, I just need this power to do this little bit of thing. And it always snowballs.
I just want to change out your toasters, man.
Yeah.
Just regular old maintenance, you know?
I'm sorry. What's that movie called with Jim Carrey where he's like a super normal guy?
The Truman Show?
Yeah.
Oh, The Truman Show.
Yeah, The Truman Show. But he discovers like his life isn't even real. Like that's what
he's
sounds like.
Oh my God. I'm living in a simulation.
Right.
A TV show.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. I didn't think it was that, but like, you were just referring to like the typical corporate city, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Didn't you hear about how Amazon was like, we want to build an Amazon city, dude?
Of course they do. No.
I was like, oh my God, please stop.
Disney already has, this sounds super outlandish for Epcot, but Story Living by Disney debuted earlier in 2023, and that is basically the same thing, where they have such a hardcore HOA that, but you have to be happy. I don't know, weird.
Yeah, you see what I mean? Absolutely not. I can't live in a world where we're faking happy. Like, imagine someone's like, "Hey, how are you? I just ran over your car." I'd be like, "And you're paying the taxes on that." I'm not smiling after that. I'm sorry. There's no way. There's no way you're gonna get me to smile in such a ridiculous place. There's no way.
Well, that's actually one
what
of the
Disney
things-
taxes.
Disney taxes is like the year-round pass.
No,
you gotta buy 2 year-round passes to pay.
You have to go to the theme park.
I paid my dues. Spare my children.
No,
you have to go to the theme park every season.
That would drive me insane. It actually would. Like, I feel like I would go crazy. And it's because I'm already in Florida. And guys, have you guys all been to Disney?
Yeah,
I've been to like Hong Kong Disneyland.
Very familiar.
Okay, well, here's something you don't know. As a Floridian, Disney causes so many problems for Florida in general. like certain areas don't have a lot of water, or like electricity can be hard to be like around, especially if you are in the Orlando area. Or rent will go up just simply because you're slightly close by to Disney, which you're usually not. I'm all the way in West Palm, so I don't have that problem, but I have the Miami issue, which Disney is not there. But anytime you remotely go to Orlando, you can't find parking. You can't find anything. There's too much to do. And if you do something, it's way too expensive. You run out of money in like 2 days. Everything is a problem. So no matter what you do, there's a problem. So if you're at Disney for maybe a week, no matter how much money you saved up, and I say that with clarity, no matter how much money you save up, you won't have any by the time you leave. I don't care how much you have. You won't have any. It's Florida.
Yeah. Orlando's airport is the third busiest airport in the U.S.
And we're tired. We're tired.
I can believe that. But also, I'm also very familiar with, like, the culture around adult Disney fans. And, like, knowing that just makes me feel so much worse for you. My goodness.
They're probably not from Florida. Anybody who's, like, really excited. Problem.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, I think a lot of common misconceptions is that Florida is like a vacation place. No, this place is for old people. Anybody who happens to come down here for it's usually just because of Disney, and everybody's super excited. Like if you ever come to Disney in Florida, everyone's so excited, and they're not from here. Like I remember I had to go because I did Candlelight, which is like a singing thing where a bunch of people have to go sing. I was one of those kids. So, you know, Pete, you good?
Yeah, it's just a little stuffy in here.
Okay. So I had to do Candlelight. Everybody's so excited. Oh my gosh, you sang so well. I remember there was like a group of like, I guess they were from England, but they said they weren't. They were from Wales. I don't know. I didn't get into it, but I was like, oh wow, you know, welcome. And so of course, as a kid, I asked, where are you guys from? You know, and I guess England. They were like, no, we're from Wales. I was like, okay, I'm sorry. I wouldn't have known. I don't know anyone from Wales. Damn. So, So they were just like, yeah, we're, this was like 15 people. They were like, yeah, we have like 10K to spend here at Disney. I'm like, 10K?
That's not enough.
No, it's seriously? Not, especially with like 20 people. That's going real fast. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's like a group of 20 people and they all came together. I remember.
Remind me never to go to any Disney location the U.S. ever.
Don't.
Just
fine.
Go to Hong Kong Disneyland, guys.
If you do it, Vera, just make sure to get an Airbnb far away from Disney.
Right.
To save
that's another thing.
Dude, y'all that's say this, thing. But I don't even like theme parks.
Thank you. I this is why, Vera, I love you. Thank you. Theme parks suck. I don't like them.
I only really went to Disney World because it was a landmark and I wanted to see it in real life.
But, okay. The last time I went to Disney World, I think I was like 5, dude. And okay. I was like, I've been on like the Dumbo ride before. It's chill. We can just go on the teacups.
And then I
would just go.
And I'll tell you. The Mickey and Donald and Goofy they have over there aren't even real. They're just guys in suits.
Are you kidding
all right.
me?
Are you telling me Goofy didn't go into the swimming pool at Hong Kong Disneyland and play with a bunch of kids?
Wow.
What?
Yeah, that was the thing that they did. I remember that because I was like, wow, must have been hard to move around.
It's the Disney tax.
This is dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Mickey Mouse wouldn't be this tall. He's a mouse. And that's when I realized.
Pete.
That's what I realized.
Pete. Oh.
So, anyways, I'm sorry that went out for so long. I just Epcot was on my mind. That was an unplanned segment. I'm probably gonna have Vinny cut it out and make it like a bonus featurette.
My fault. I'm sorry.